The Arctic sea ice is receding. That means the Coast Guard's work might be increasing as the ice surface area retreats. Officials are preparing for more human activity around that region. The Government Accountability Office says the agency isn't doing enough to communicate with people about its changing role there. Stephen Caldwell is Director of Coast Guard and Maritime Issues at GAO. He joins us now with more information. Mr. Caldwell, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Tom, Amy.
It strikes me that, you know, of course, the way it's written here, it makes perfect sense, but it had never dawned on me before. If there's less ice, there's more water, which means the Coast Guard has more work to do. That makes perfect sense. Is that what we're facing now?
Yeah, it's actually a problem that we haven't had to worry about much. I mean, when there's solid sheets of ice up there for most of the year, there's not going to be shipping, oil drilling, tourist cruises, those kinds of things. But as that melts, those are changing. For example, there's been increased activity to lease oil up there for drilling. And then, of course, there's actually been several cruise ships up there, and that's been increasing quite a bit.
So is the issue for the GAO that the Coast Guard is not planning enough to deal with that larger sea area, or are they just not communicating to Congress and other constituencies what their plans are?
Well, there are quite a lot of plans going on, and given how much money it might cost to actually put Coast Guard infrastructure up there and to buy, say, new icebreakers or ships and other aircraft that can operate in that kind of environment, you'd want the kind of planning. At the federal level, we actually found coordination was very good. There's a very solid network of coordination mechanisms, and I think Coast Guard has been communicating with Congress on a regular basis. We found the breakdown was more at the local level, particularly with Native Alaskan communities. About a year ago, Coast Guard actually eliminated a position of a tribal Native Alaskan liaison. They've since, during our work, reinstated that position. But we did find a lot of confusion out there among state and locals in terms of exactly what Coast Guard is doing. And so what we're recommending is that the Coast Guard do a better job to communicate with those folks exactly on where its planning efforts are so that false expectations aren't set up.
So clearly, according to GAO, they're going to have to improve their communications. But what is it, what opportunity is it that they're missing in getting this done?
Well, you know, the Native Alaskan communities up there, they're the ones that know the most about the Arctic, obviously, because they live up there and breathe up there. That's their life. So they can learn a lot from the local Native Alaskans. They can also potentially work with the state and the Native Alaskan communities up there in terms of building and planning infrastructure, whether it's improving a port or an airfield or something like that. By working together, obviously, the benefits will be larger for the greater good.
And this might have been beyond the scope of this particular investigation, but the recapitalization that the Coast Guard is undertaking with new vessels, do the requirements of cold regions have any effect on that recapitalization? Are they taking into account the fact that it is colder up there and they might need different types of skills and equipment and capabilities?
This is actually a very big issue, particularly from the aspect of a lot of the Coast Guard's discretionary budget for acquisition is going into the purchase of their what are called their deep water ships. This is several different classes of Coast Guard cutters. The cutters that they're planning to buy at this point, none of them have ice-hardened hulls, so they can't really operate up there in the Arctic during seasonal conditions. The other big issue is the Coast Guard has two heavy icebreakers that can operate under any conditions in the Arctic. Both of them are basically out of service right now for various repairs. One of them planned, one of them kind of emergency repairs. The cost of building a new icebreaker would be up to $800 million.
Almost as much as a carrier.
Carriers are several billion dollars,
okay.
I think. But even from a Coast Guard perspective, that's a lot of money for a ship, and so they have competing demands in terms of where they spend their acquisition money, and so of course the hard part is not knowing when you're going to need these assets or for how long, because you'd hate to spend 10 years developing and building a new icebreaker just in time for the ice to be gone.
We're talking with Stephen Caldwell, the Director of Coast Guard and Maritime Issues at GAO. So what is your bottom line piece of advice for the Coast Guard, and how did they respond to that?
Well, the bottom line advice is to keep planning and to keep communicating. And the Coast Guard actually did concur with our recommendation. As I said, along the way in our audit, they reinstated the tribal Native Alaskan liaison position, as well as they agreed that they can do more to communicate with state and local officials up there.
But it seems as if overall, and especially what we've seen in the way the Coast Guard handled things in the Gulf of Mexico and other issues, that relative to, say, 10, 15 years ago, Coast Guard seems to be managerially in pretty good shape.
Well, the Coast Guard has a lot of issues that it has to, you know, decide where to pour its resources. It's got surges it has to respond to, such as, say, a Hurricane Katrina or the earthquake in Haiti, or things like the deep water horizon oil spill. So they have to have a system that allows them to surge resources to that, as well as a system that allows them to kind of plan and build for the long term. I think what the big challenge is right now is building for that long term in terms of when they have the resources, are they making those tough choices about which ships they're going to have? And to some extent, you know, the Arctic is a tough decision because you don't know when there'll be a large increase in either oil drilling, where you'd need environmental protection, or in terms of shipping, where you need to improve the ability to, you know, navigate safely up there.
Stephen Caldwell is Director of Coast Guard and Maritime Issues at GAO. Mr. Caldwell, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.